All right. Well, hey, good morning, everybody from sunny Salt Lake. That sounds great, where it's actually raining outside today, but we like the rain too, and we need it. But welcome to our national call this morning. Good to have all of you guys on the phone as always. And we want to send out, before we forget, a happy Mother's Day to all you guys who have been moms and, and everybody loves you, and this is your day tomorrow. And that's for the dads so that they don't forget tomorrow's Mother's Day. Not that they would, but just on the off chance that they would. So anyway, we love you guys and recognize how wonderful it is for those of you who have been a mom. And for those of you that haven't been a mom, like Malin and other people on the phone, we love you guys every bit as much. And so a lot of you guys are like adopted moms to families around. So we just wanted to send that out to you on this day. And we are excited because the countdown's on, and this is the week, right, Malin?
Yes, we are excited. And I just want to say on Mother's Day, even if you're not a mom, it's not about you being the mom. It's about, honoring your mother. And we all have a mother. That's the one thing that's a constant.
Boy, no kidding.
Is we all have a mother unless we were born under a rock. So, and the pressure of Mother's Day, I know there's lots of women who feel there's a pressure of being the perfect mom on Mother's Day, or there's a pressure that you may or may not have gotten along with your mom. And so whatever that all comes with, lest we forget, it's our Mother's Day. And we are having great, great things happening at corporate headquarters. As you can tell by Alan's voice when you listen to him today give the announcements, we are wearing him out. He and Akeisha both yesterday at the office had big boxes of Kleenex because they have both have had some sniffles. We can't tell if it's allergies or cold, but I know we're wearing him out in a good way. And Alan, I think you'll agree. I'm going to turn the time over to you, but I think you'll agree. Huge things are happening. I know I'm leading the witness, but tell everybody what you think.
No, it's really good. You come expecting some exciting things, but there's gonna be exciting things. And I've been getting excited, and I already, as I'm involved in it, I know what's coming on, and I'm getting really excited for us to roll this out and launch it, and for the impact it's going to have on everybody's businesses. Steve Malin, say Keisha and I have been working. Steve Malin have been leading the charge on this. They are. They're just making sure that we have some exciting things, and short term, long term, everything is just where it needs to be. So kudos to you guys, Steve Malin, and thank you for your leadership. It's humbling, it's exciting, and we really appreciate it. So I'll just quickly run through, the announcements from The Voice. And I was looking at the date on The Voice for this, a couple of days ago was May 10th. May 10th in Utah is an exciting day because it's Golden Spike Day. That's the day that back in, I think it was 1869, the eastern side of the railroad, the western, the two railroads came together, I forget which ones it was, and connected at Promontory Point, Utah, so that the from coast to coast, there was a railroad running across the entire country. I grew up in northern Utah, and so every day on May 10th, especially in grade school, when you're younger, you talked about Golden Spike Day, you sang there was a song about it. And anyway, it's just exciting to see. At different points in history, different things are so significant. And we look back on that, and today railroad travel is not really a thing. We travel by car, we travel by plane, whatever. But there's always advancements. It's exciting, and that's a neat point of history for Utah. Well, continuing through The Voice, I love the momentum mindset that K-Marie found for The Voice this week. And if you haven't watched it yet, there's a video in there. Click on it and watch it. It is an excerpt from a commencement speech, a college commencement speech, I believe at the University of Texas, yes, in Austin, by Admiral William H. McRaven. And it is powerful. It's kind of titled, If You Want to Change the World, Start Off by Making Your Bed. Now, he was a Navy SEAL. Of course, he's retired now. He was later on commander of the U.S. Special Forces Operations. He talks about his experience going through the training to become a Navy SEAL. Now, just becoming, my daughter became a Marine, and so I have a glimpse into what is involved there, which is just, the Marine Corps, and, they're so much more intense than the Army or Air Force, for example. But, if you go into the Navy, you become a Navy SEAL, it's ratcheted up a few notches, the whole process, the difficulty, the challenge to become a Navy SEAL. And he chronicles in there how difficult it was. Just a small percentage of those that start make it. But he introduces the theme by saying, look, if you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. And he talks about that as a Navy SEAL, it was a requirement, of course, that you make your bed perfectly every morning. Well, he talks about how important it was that whatever challenges those Navy SEAL candidates, whatever you call them, whatever challenges they went through during the day, which was extremely grueling and difficult, if it was all those nights when they were able to come back to their, to their barracks, their bed at night, then they came back to a made bed, and how significant it was. Even if you had a lot of difficulties and failures during the day, you came home to something that you had done right and successful, and that one habit of making your bed perfectly every morning would lead to other habits you would do, and that build upon itself to make the Navy SEALs such a successful elite group of military, of military personnel. And it's just fantastic. So I'd recommend you watch it. It's one of those things that's good to watch maybe every month or so, and it's just really inspirational. So I encourage all your team to watch that, and it's just great. It's great for leaders. It's great for anybody. Well, moving right along, of course, we've been talking about the fly-in. And, if you haven't registered yet, go to the link, limitlessflyin.com. There's a link right there in the voice, too, and get registered. There's no cost. But we just want to know who's going to be there, how many, so we can make sure we're planned and set with the items that we're going to have there, for participants. And so please register. And we're on the countdown. It's going to be a great event. A reminder that we have a discount rate arranged at the Courtyard by Marriott where the event is being held. And call the number that's in the voice. I'll just share it right here in case anyone has not got their room reservation yet. 801-875-4676. And there is a discounted rate of $129 that's available if you mention Limitless. And so get that all set. We are really, really excited to see all of you. And don't forget to bring your binders. There will be handouts, information, items. It's going to be really exciting. And as we wrap up the announcements, a couple more quick things. Commissions Day is coming up on Tuesday, the 15th. And so be sure all your people have their accounts all set up so that they're all ready to receive their commissions. That's an exciting time of the month, obviously. And bonuses, of course, will be paid out on May 20th. Let's see. I think that's pretty much it. Just looking at the calendar, every Monday we have our product call at noon Mountain Time. Love it when you guys get on. We know it's Monday. It's the first day of the week. There's a lot of things going on. We keep it relatively short, generally to about a TED Talk type of time frame. What's that, about 18 minutes, whatever that is? It's fairly quick. We try and just load it up with pertinent information about our products and some ideas on selling them. The call on Monday is going to be featuring Lunagen. And I just love Lunagen. What I can tell, I'm going to be needing a boost to avoid those late-night cravings. So that's one of my challenges in keeping my, my weight where I want it to be and my fitness and all that. I just use Lunagen and it works fantastic. Then a reminder that every week on Tuesday we start the most recent broadcast of You Even Better, we start a new one, and this one is going to feature Paul Israelson. Paul, Paul's got an amazing story. I love looking at his before and after pictures that I see circulating now and then. But boy, the cool thing about Paul is when you see him in person, you're going, oh my gosh, I cannot believe how fit, how amazing Paul looks. He's He's a great ambassador for Limitless and just a great guy, too. And he's frequently in the office at Will Call on Fridays. And, Paul, we love seeing you at Will Call and all of you when you come into Will Call. And a reminder, every Friday between 10 and 2 is Will Call. So, and, you know, if you're going to be in the area or want to plan to be in the area, we love seeing you. It's just great to bond and network in the office. So I think that's it for the announcement. Steve Malin, unless you want to add anything.
That's awesome, Alan. Thank you so much. And I always just enjoy hearing your enthusiasm about, especially when we talk about the, you know, what's trending in the momentum mindset. And I just want to add a little bow to that. You know, we all watched that video together in the office, and it is so powerful. So even though you've got a high level of sniglets and great things to take away from what Alan talked about, don't miss out on the opportunity to go and experience that video. You will be so glad that you did. We all were touched and motivated by and inspired by that video. So thanks, Alan. Appreciate you so much. Steve, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
All right, that sounds good. I always like Alan's very patriotic. You know, if Alan has one great trait, guys, it's his loyalty to everything. He's that way. So I just wanted to tell him on his Promontory Summit Golden Spike Day, May 10th, that spike that was driven in, he may not have known this, the spike was driven in by Leland Stanford, who ended up being the founder of Stanford University. So
wow.
There you go. And that's where that golden spike is now. It's actually on the campus of Stanford University. So there's a little trivia, as a Canadian trivia guy. I thought you might enjoy just knowing that. And, you know, one of the things, speaking of trivia, and one of the things Malin and I were having, we've been up for a few hours this morning. It sounds like I've been to the local bar, but the bar's not open yet. But we're just excited and motivated, you know, about what's going on. But we were laughing our heads off this morning as we were talking about memory, and we were talking about forgetfulness, and we were talking about Jeopardy and remembering trivia, and we were laughing a little bit about it because something I found out this morning that I didn't know, that Malin and I have it's interesting the different things that we like. And for those of you that are married, have you noticed that your spouse likes certain things that you don't like and you like certain things that they don't like? And one of the things that Malin and I had a big difference of opinion on as we were talking is I was talking about how I'm really impressed with these people that are called memory champions. And in the United States, they actually have these memory championships where these people can memorize and remember astounding amounts of information. It blows me away. Like they can totally memorize the entire Bible and literally quote scripture and verse. Or, you know, they can remember 50 decks of cards, what order they come up in or anything. And Malin's so cute, and I agree with her actually on this point. She goes, why would you take the time and go through all the energy and the effort to memorize those things when technology is such today that you just have an app and you just put it on there? And she's right. She's right.
And there's a twist to that, is that just for the sake of saying I can remember versus applying it to something seems to me to be more valuable. I just want to add that little twist.
and she also reminded me that the reason that she thinks that I like watching Jeopardy with her is because she tends to think I get to show off trivia skills and memory things, because she thinks that's why I like it. So, yeah, we were having this conversation, and it led into a different conversation that we were having about, you know, how to build the business and the fly-in that's coming up. And one of the great things about the fly-in that's coming up, I mean, we had Ken Porter last week on the call. For those of you that might not have been on the call, share with us some of his concepts. And one of the things that's as to what's made him successful in the business, and when you recognize that Ken has built businesses that have done over $3 billion in sales, with over 4 million distributors in his downline organization, making hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. What a great pleasure it was to have him just get on a limitless call and share with you guys the importance of building relationships and things like that. And we got talking about the fly-in, and we got talking about some of the announcements we're going to be making at the fly-in and how exciting they are. We got talking about some of the incentives we're going to be announcing at the fly-in. And we got talking about, of course, the training of the fly-in and how some little things can make all the difference in the way your business succeeds and the kind of things that we're going to be sharing. Now, that may be a little bit hard for you guys to get a grasp or to get your arms around because you don't know what we've been in the office. Alan has seen more of me in the last month than he's seen of me in the last year. I mean, you know, we're in there every day, and we're doing this. And we got talking, Melinda and I got talking about, not to forget Mother's Day and how important it is not to forget Mother's Day. And I was saying, hey, I wonder if the flower forget-me-nots is tied to that, because I love those forget-me-nots that come out in the spring. The purple flowers are just gorgeous. And we got talking about how you forget in the business, in the building of your business, you tend to forget little things that can make all the difference to your success. And, you know, we were relating all the little things that has happened to us in our business careers that we tend to forget that make all the difference in the world. And as we were doing that, I was reading to Melin some research that was done about memory, and I'm just going to read this to you because it's a science that was done on memory. And it made this comment. It said, you should use your opposite side of the body in different things that you do because it helps your memory. And what do I mean by that? For example, if you're right-handed, you should try to use your left hand every now and then and vice versa. And they said this is because there are different parts of the brain that are used when using your left or your right part of your body, left or right part of your body. So, for example, your left brain functions for your right side of your body, and your right side of your brain functions for your left side of the body. And so if you use the hand that you are comfortable with all the time, the other side of your brain doesn't function as a result of that. And so Melin and I got talking about this, about the right side of your brain and the left side of your brain. And Melin, you had another example of the right side, left side. But you were talking about it's very similar in the business that when you don't use some tools and you don't use things that you normally have, it's easy to get comfortable in the business, right?
Well, I think really what we're saying is if you're always comfortable using, let's say you're right-handed, you're comfortable using your right hand, and what this study showed is that if you will use your left hand, do things that aren't as comfortable, then you will actually function better. And I think that was just such a great analogy because sometimes we only settle for the comfortable in the business. We settle for average. And a great example of that is so oftentimes, and we see this, all of us, you know, we get into this, even if we're fairly new in the business, is that we can settle into management mode because getting into management mode is very comfortable. You've got your team. You don't have to go out there and talk to people you don't know. You don't have to get outside your comfort zone. You can nestle in with your little nest that you've built, and you can get into management mode. And rather than getting out there and actually staying in the trenches, and Steve and I have seen this. You know, I've watched Steve over the years, and there are times when you have to, you know, stop and help and train and get people going. But I've always admired the fact that Steve always jumps back in the trenches, and I have watched him, you know, set his day or days or times of days where he's like, no, I'm going to get out there. I'm going to call my list. I'm going to call people. And I watch him. I know him. I'm married to him. It's not always comfortable if you haven't talked to somebody for a while and you're trying to get your game on and sometimes people, you know, aren't nice, you know, they're grumpy that day or whatever it is. And he takes it all in stride, but he stays in the trenches. And I think that's just a really important, it's a valuable analogy, right, is remembering that even scientifically, if you only use the comfortable side of your body, if you only do the comfortable things in your business, and you don't do the things that will give you a full, complete experience, then you're settling for average.
And, you know, Malin, it's absolutely the case. And one of the great things about the fly-in, we're going to be sharing a lot of things. We've been working on a lot of science. We've been working on a lot of things. And I made the comment to you that people tend to do things that they enjoy. And one of the parts of our business that people usually don't enjoy is the actual going out and prospecting part of the business. They don't know exactly how to say, what to say. I mean, when we were listening to Ken last week, he said one of the most important things in networking is building relationships. We were actually on the phone with a consultant yesterday. Alan will remember this. You were on the phone as well, Alan. And the consultant said, yeah, I met this guy on March 29th, 2008, and we were all thinking, how do you remember when you met this person? He said, because I wrote it down, because relationships are important to me, and made me think of what Ken Porter was talking about. And I was talking to Malin about, you know, if you don't enjoy the business, it's hard to go out and build the business. And prospecting is a great example. If you think, I've got to go out and contact three people today, it's not a very enjoyable concept. But if you go out and you think about what part of the business do you enjoy, and people tend to enjoy the products, right? It's easy if you got a testimonial of the products, because you know what the products have done, you know how it's changed somebody's life. Instead of looking at it like, I need to go out and find three people that I got to talk to today in a prospecting sense, it's a lot easier to say, oh my gosh, you know, I can talk to three people today because of how great Lunagen is, or how great Charge is, or how great Force is, or Thrive, or whatever. You know, it's easy to share that, and you enjoy the business. And I just made the comment to Malin that people tend to do things they enjoy much more than things they don't enjoy. And that's why in the business as well, another part of the study talked about how you should try to picture in your brain what it is. You need to visualize what it is you're really trying to accomplish. And it talked about the importance of visualization, and I was thinking about dream boards. And, you know, if you can picture in your mind what it is that you're trying to accomplish, your chances of achieving that goal are much greater as well. And you had some thoughts as well, Malin.
Well, I mean, that, yeah, you've kind of gone through a couple of different points that I think are really important. You know, I'll go back to your last point, which was, having an interest. The thing I liked about Ken Porter last week is it felt so genuine. He genuinely was interested in people. And so oftentimes, the thing that bogs that down when we're trying to build our networking business is time. We want to build our business now. And so sometimes we rush the relationship. We make our list, we go call people we haven't talked to in a very long time, and sometimes we blow it because we know, if based on our old prior relationship or renewing the relationship, if they just saw what we knew and felt and lived and loved about these products and the business opportunity, if they could just see it right now, you just know in your heart they would come and join you. But they don't see it right now, and they don't know how much you care about them because you haven't cultivated that part of it. And the thing I liked about Ken Porter is that that's part of the enjoyment of this business, is networking. And if you remember, he talked to all walks of life. He talked to leaders of other companies. He was interested in what they were doing. He celebrated their success, even right where they were, because then if the time came where, what in Malin's words, when someone comes to high noon, and they are ready for a change in their life, if you have enjoyed cultivating those relationships and found the joy in that journey, that's when you have that's when timing plays in your favor. And so I think that's an interesting thing. And I also think, Steve, you know, I watch you. You are very fascinated with these principles of memory and the science. There's actually a science behind memory and science behind habits. But if you are interested in something, you have no problem. I watch you. If it has to do with the NBA and sports and athletes and what teams they played for and what finals game looked like 20 years ago, you remember all of that. You don't have to figure out how to force yourself to do that. And so I think finding the joy in that journey, finding the things you enjoy and things that you want. If you know that you want to build a limitless business, then find the things that you enjoy and then find joy in the things that you know will help you have the success. And coming to that memory is better visualization. You know, Steve, you have been such a beacon of the importance of sharing story. And I think this ties so tightly into memory is better with visualization. When you paint a picture for someone and you paint that picture with feeling and emotion, when they walk away, that's what they will remember. And that's why it's so important to tell your story, is because if you can tell your story in 75 seconds or left, and it's left and it leaves them with a feeling and emotion, that's when they will remember what you talk to them about. And that's why dream boards are important. It's visualizing, but it's putting visualization into things that you will feel great about. And, you know, one of the things when we were looking up studies, Stetson University talked about the reason why visualization works is because, again, coming back to using both sides of the brain, both sides of the body, words use one side of the body, or one side of the brain, and pictures use the other side of the brain. And we found a thing that said, even when you're doing your daily checklist, right, you're going to write down your checklist of things you want to get done. If you'll doodle a picture, let's say you have to remember to give $5 to your daughter for lunch, draw a little doodle of your daughter and a $5 bill, and you will remember that instead of having to refer to your list. It'll kind of be part of your memory. So, you know, visualization and enjoyment are two things. And one of my favorite books about, you know, positive mental attitude, and, you know, I've read a lot of books about the power of the subconscious mind and how do you get your mind and your heart to come in together. And one of the books I read was that feeling is the difference. And if you have something that you want to visualize, if you visualize it with, oh, I wish I could, if only I could have that, or if I could only, versus I'm going to get that, feeling makes all the difference in making those visualizations come true. So those are my thoughts on those two points.
Well, I'll tell you what, Malin, you know, as the countdown happens, and with things that you were just talking about, and I was thinking about people, you know, when they get in the trenches, it's hard for us to get back in the trenches, and then we get out of the trenches, and then we get back in the trenches, and then we get out. And, you know, that's why they always talk about massive action, and you can go in spurts and massive action. But I was thinking that, for example, when Pam decides to get into the trenches, you know, I know I'm going to get a picture from Pam of her list of activities and who she's talking to. At the end of the month, I know I'm going to get from Cindy a text of a picture of what her goals are for the month. I know that Liz maps out those things that she needs to accomplish, you know, because she's driven by those things that she wants to get done. It's exciting to think about you guys and all your tremendous assets and your personalities, and that we'll all be coming together this week, Thursday. And we just want to say, if you're driving, drive safe. If you're flying, fly safe. And we just can't wait until that little group of us, our limitless family, so to speak, you know, are together at the Courtyard by Marriott discussing what we're going to be doing going forward with Limitless 2.0. It's going to be a very fun time to win.
Yeah, and, you know, to tie a little bow around Limitless Family and not forgetting and honoring mothers, but also forgetting, you know, when I married you, I looked up the Campbell clan and the Campbell crest, And they all have a saying that they are committed to, a motto, if you will. And it is, you know, I would never be able to say it in the Scottish Gaelic or whatever it is they say, whatever that language is, but the interpretation is forget not. And, you know, Steve and I will never forget, you know, as we go through and come out of, you know, this time that we have been in preparation of Limitless 2.0, we will never forget our Limitless family and all the things you have done to stick by our sides, that we all stick together and we're all in this together. And we won't forget our mothers. We won't forget the past. We won't forget our legacy. And we don't forget you. And we love each and every one of you. And we're so excited to lock arms and move forward. And this fly-in is really going to be a great kickoff to that.
And so with that, have a great Mother's Day, you guys, and or be with your families or your mothers or whatever, if they're still here. And just have a wonderful, wonderful day tomorrow. And then we'll look forward to seeing you guys on Friday morning that are able to come in. For those of you that aren't able to come in, we love you guys too. You want to definitely be on the following Monday call because you don't want to miss whatever incentives we're announcing. It's very, very exciting. So
with that, I guess we can take it off to you. Yeah.